Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. Like at the party clubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down. Never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
We'll be right back.
can open up some gates and see my dog. Yeah, I'm still yelling to your mom. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' come. All they wanna do is see us fall. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my me or mo. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hates 12 even more. Evil souls, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, we're full of wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember them nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling and starving, trapped out of apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving. Open up some gates and free my dog.
My dog.
Yeah, I'm still yelling for your mom. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. Yeah, you know one day we gon' fall.
Free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them dogs, free them all, free them all, free my dogs, free my dogs, free them all, free them all.
Hey, I'm yelling, free my dogs, it's forever, fuck the law. Middle fingers till they call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers, we'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it, what's that,
what's that?
You don't want smoke, bitch. Free my niggas too, it's totin'. Free my niggas too, lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know this. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, he'll gnaw no coming back.
Open up some gates and free my dog. I'm still yelling for your mom. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard. You know one day we gon' fall.
Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all.
I wish I could open up the gates and free them all. My niggas, they was running from the jakes, but they got caught. Place that we involved, we was raised to be some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was because everybody in the gang, and you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up some gates and free my dog. Yeah, my dog. I'm still yelling for your mom. My dog. I know a couple real ones stranded on their yard.
On their yard.
You know one day we gon' find.
Free my dogs, free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free them dogs. Free them dogs, free them dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free my dogs, free my dogs. Free them all, free them all. Free them all.
Fucking with these silly hoes now. Shit's about to get so retarded. I
to lose. The first bitch that move, they gon' catch it in the worst way. Rage, blood, thirst, stay attached, ready to slow down. That's how it goes down. I can't slow down. Judge no round, convict of your rhyme disorder. Cause I spit killable syllables, leave them tender for the cynical rage. I'm fucked with a bull. That's what I do.
ID. Like, well, I need that now.
Who lives here?
Me.
You?
Yes.
Okay. Why does it say 5634 South Boyd?
That's my address.
Who called 911?
I don't know. Probably, I don't know. If you traffic downstairs, this already, this happened a while ago. I know this a while ago.
Why are you so out of breath?
Me? I'm talking, I'm on the phone to give my situation.
Does it have anything on you?
What is going on?
Do you have anything on you?
No.
Nothing that's in your waistband?
No.
Lift your shirt up for me, please. Got nothing back here?
No, I ain't got
nothing.
No,
we're not doing all that right now.
How should we not doing all that now?
What is going on? What's going on?
I'm through talking. Man, you told me. I told you, sir. I'm through talking. This is my house.
Okay, who has ID?
He has ID. He has ID.
If he says he lives in Chicago.
Who else lives here? Huh? Who else lives here?
My mother, she's not here now.
Okay, who are all these other people that live?
These are my guests.
Well, you don't know who kicked in the door.
No, I don't. No.
Who called?
Probably a few next door, because it's another floor of issues.
Next door?
Probably
they would have heard that from next door?
Probably so. That's what probably said.
Nah.
Okay, I don't know who called.
The door damaged. Somebody had to call the builder.
I don't know who called.
Who's downstairs?
Name is Lonnie. Hey, sir. I'm through talking, sir. Everything is cool. I stay here.
This is crazy.
I stay here. Everything is cool. I stay here.
Are they gone? This is the last
If people think they're gone, it's cool. It's no problem.
Is better? That's better? What's the point?
We're trying to help you. What's the point?
Okay. Who is Fred Hampton? Okay.
So who did they say on the radio?
Here's your ID. Like, well, I need that now.
Panther Cub with us coming in a little late. We're gonna do quality time as opposed to quantity time, y'all. You know, I had to go in our office. You know what I'm saying? We say the streets is our office. Our work hours are 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Toronto and the building. My brother, good to see you. That's right on. We got Canada taking in with us, you know what I'm saying? Again, internationally. Okay. Good. Y'all been with us, a cub with us, y'all. We're gonna make sure we get this word out through every venue possible. So we gonna say quality time as opposed to quantity time tonight, y'all. That's what it is. another episode.
5, 4, 3, 2.
We live and direct, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's tape history. Lock and load for another episode of Free 'Em All Radio, a weekly program of the Black Panther Party Cubs, and also we intellectualradio.com. Y'all can tune in with us. Call in at 708-223-8953 or 929-477-3785. You dig? We'll get straight to it. Again, this is a program. On a weekly basis, a weekly program, again, by the Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., as well as the Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage, y'all. Free 'em all, that's what it is. I see you in the building, okay? We're trying to up the ante with this Instagram and everything else, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Things are moving and grooving at a phenomenal speed. You know what I'm saying? Again, we attempt to provide not only summation, but, you know, some utilize this as political education for our comrades, you know what I'm saying? Again, you know what I'm saying? Just have something to really assess with the people in general. And this is not just a local situation in regards to Chicago or whatever, what have you, but again, in the spirit of internationalism, we expecting our brother Joseph Coles to call in. He's going to be calling in soon. Update regards to their daughter, Karen's daughters, Kiara Coles, sister who many of you are familiar with the case. Regards to she worked for the post office, but the fact was, I think at the time of her abduction, you know, saying she come quote unquote missing, she was approximately two, I think 2 months pregnant. But in fact, I think last week would have been the designated due date for her. And Kiara Coles, if y'all not familiar, y'all check into that. You know what I'm saying? Kiara Coles. My sister saw you with a recording right on. Peace right back at you, right black at you. Free them all. That's what it is, right on. G man, I see you in the building. I'm trying to up there on this technology. I see my brother. Love, respect. Yes, indeed. So we, our brother, her father, maybe calling in again. Kiara Coles. Y'all seen the post, the flies. In fact, it was just a piece, an updated piece with him on the Chicago Sun-Times a few days ago, and which again, no concrete developments in regards. His daughter getting, you know what I'm saying, Kiara Coles getting back. So again, we want to keep our ears open, ears up and eyes open at this country regards to that case. In fact, our mantra regards to that, you know what I'm saying, find them all. You know, it's like a flip on. We say free them all, we say find them all. You know what I'm saying? The countless amount of black women and children, particularly, you know what I'm saying, the black people that go unaccounted for, you know what I'm saying? And so some people may say this is a conspiracy, abstract conspiracy theory, but you know, so we look at Chicago being the number one place for organ harvesting, among other dynamics. You know, you'd be hard pressed to just designate a single out one benefactor, whether it be the organ harvesters, the foster care system, the medical, you know what I'm saying, facilities, you name it, you know what I'm saying. There are so many things at hand, and that you can look at. In addition to the fact that it's hard to pick out, because our communities—I'm using that term loosely—our communities have been so destabilized. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to, you know. There's a time we have a structure we can pick out what type of crimes can be attributed to what race. You know, I mean, there was, you know, certain things in the black community. One time you say, "Oh, they, the black folks ain't done that." However, one of the characteristics of the fallout, one of the results of the destabilization of our communities, it's hard to pick out what's going on, you know what I'm saying, who did what, you know what I'm saying. But again, you can definitely tie 99.9, in fact, 100% of it, directly or indirectly, that of the state, you know what I'm saying, whether it be what type of individual they have created in our community, individual who they have turned inside out, who, you know what I'm saying, that impacts our entertainment arena, athletes, the streets. In fact, what's his name? What's the comedian's name? Oh, Flip Wilson had said something to the effect that after he had got his first $1 million, he knew he wasn't a nigga no more. He said, however, he didn't know what he was after that. In our communities, you know what I'm saying? You know, there are so many that, as Field Marshal George Jackson, the Black Panther Party, said, capitalism not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. it not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. If you know what I'm saying, the mutations of the structure, the individuals, you know what I'm saying? Because one of again, one of America's policies is to create chaos and restore order in our communities, if nothing less, at the minimum, how to stabilize and chaotic. Also, over the cars, I see in the building, Brother Red, I see in the building, that's what it is. You hawking in the building, yes, sir, my brother. Okay, we, Sri Lanka, you know what I'm saying? We hear about different situations you know, abroad, you know what I'm saying? When you're talking Sri Lanka, when you're talking about, you know what I'm saying, Afghanistan, we don't say Africa, what have you. And a lot of times, even, but on second thought, even domestically, even within the states, you'll hear certain terms and their catchphrases that are attributed to them that make you have a reactionary response or be dismissive or just go for the usual, you know what I'm saying? Don't call any explanation or don't attempt to delve into, let's see what's to this here. In other words, we hear about, you know, situations. We're talking about, okay, the bombing of the churches on Easter in Sri Lanka. We hear about different situations going down in Afghanistan, Africa. And, you know what I'm saying? You hear these catchphrases or these terms, you know what I'm saying? You know, terrorists, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Situation in Chicago, which is infamously referred to as Chirac. You know what I'm saying? Oh, look, man, love you right black, my brother. Bring them all. His brother just tuned in with us, you know what I'm saying? Hey, oh, man, been on the battlefield with us, you know, for quite some time. I just had a flashback on one of our war stories, you know what I'm saying, which I talk about. I just feel fortunate to have so many people, you know, on the battlefield at one time or another with us, you know what I'm saying. So, again, love right black at you, my brother. Angie B.I.C. in the building, that's what it is. Chirac's in the building, you know what I'm saying, no doubt. Hey, you make sure you get that propaganda right on. Peace, respect, right back at y'all. We got Texas in the building, that's what it is, y'all. Right back at y'all. And we hear about the crime of the murders in Chicago, et cetera. You hear terms like, you know, even gang violence and so, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth. Queen Hollywood, I see you. I got there late last night at Robert Money's. He was literally coming out the building. I don't know if you did you make it or not, because he was literally coming out the building. I got to happy birthday to Robert Money. Got there late. He coming out. And I believe the event, the repass. Mother Hoover, the mother, Brother Chairman Larry Hoover, was only a political prisoner. And after that, we were to Robert Money's thing, and he was leaving. And anyway, we ended up going to another, to after party. And so it was one thing after another, you know what I'm saying? You know, showing our respects in one way or another to the people, y'all. So it's been nonstop. Salute right back at you, my brother, my sister, right on. Enjoy seeing you as well. Love and respect. Still shopping, still. And men and women shopping, men and women. It's good to touch bases, you know what I'm saying? You know, the social media is one thing, you know. You know, sometimes when I ask one time, you talk to such and such. I said, yeah, I seen them on Facebook. I had to check myself. I said, well, wait a minute. You know, this is a tool to be used, but we can't get caught up in stepping that dynamic on how we relate with each other. You know what I'm saying? In fact, it was something to come into contact with a lot of catch yesterday at the repass, Mother Hoover, and it was out of, you know, even cats, how they greeted each other. And even the second, it was odd to hear that old, you know, said the event when cats were saying, let me get your phone number or such, you've seen such and such. It's a more of a actual hands on, tangible, you know what I'm saying, relationship with people, as opposed to, you know, now it impacts the psyche. Like, you know, so we talk about social media, social engineering, how people react to each other, you know what I'm saying? Like, in fact, in Egypt, the U.S. admitted that how they really created certain situations, you know what I'm saying? How they could trigger certain situations. Talk about, you know what I'm saying, the bots and the, you know what I'm saying, algorithms and so on and so forth. But just that interaction with, you know, some people, Mother Hoover's repast, you know, people who I hadn't seen in a while, but just that direct contact, and this is something like, you know, in the funeral service, Chief Mali's mother, I recall, you know, going there. Just even in some, you know, I think it's even a generational thing. It's a political situation too, because like you know how people have this whole dynamic of the social media, and you know, time we're gonna still be paying the price of how we have been impacted, just even through the social media. Like, you know, saying, like, you know, we still like the dynamic with crack and other forms of chemical biological warfare. We still be from the results of that, no doubt about it. Got Mother Comrade in the building on our advisory board in the building. Love and respect. Right on. Felicia, right on, welcome up Free Mall Radio. Free Mall Store, I see you in the building, right on, Free Mall. And now I'm trying to up the ante, I'm trying to get y'all, I'm shout out to the, gets me and my brother, Free Mall, right back at you, my brother, love and respect, yes indeed. So unique who just told me to try to up the ante with this Instagram. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to up the ante because we got to use this. We can't live in no bubbles, man. But it's a tool that we got to use again. Let's attempt not to compromise our core, who we are, how we relate with each other, how we deal with each other, so on and so forth. Let's struggle for that. You know what I'm saying? Again, we hope we have one of our comrades, Rossina, calling in to give us because one of the things that we, the Black Panther Party Cubs, we pride ourselves on is we talk about these campaigns and cases. We have the direct contact, you know what I'm saying? We talk about Pop, you know, we look forward to it directly on the ground with them. We talk about these cases, you know what I'm saying, of the missing sisters, the missing males in our communities. We had a young sister who was, actually in the trade, you know what I'm saying? She talked, gave her, and we had on the show, not in a judgmental or dogmatic type of elitism type of way. We also, you know, we invite the people to talk about what's happening there, the contradictions. And we take it from a personal perspective, however we put in this political context. In other words, because once we start making these connections, what's happening, you know what I'm saying, you know, who benefits, the benefactors and the correlations to Sri Lanka, to us in Afghanistan, Africa, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying, why is it important to have these immediate catchphrases, terrorists, gang members, so on and so forth, you know what I'm saying, what's to these dynamics, why does imperialism need a populace of people to never investigate, you know what I'm saying? Why other places like you had, I don't know if it's the present day status of Venezuela, where people walk through the community and have conversations about the Constitution, where you have places like in Cuba, you know, Elian Gonzalez, you know what I'm saying? People surprised and shocked on just how intelligent, you know what I'm saying, he was, the type of conversation that they had. You know what I'm saying? So why is it all the time, why are we in the populace? In fact, it was to do with Bill Maher. Politically incorrect and say that America is known as the most dumbest apolitical populace in the world. Whatever they put on the TV, bam, that's it, that's all. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Queen Hollywood Bill, Bill Mars. But Will Crosby, the building, I see y'all right on. Respect y'all. That's what it is. No doubt about it. So we want to talk about that. We just so give us a heads up. We got a call. We got Ross Hillman called in. What's the dynamics? Who been, as a criminal psychologist said, the first thing we must look for when we look at when we go to a crime scene, and that's what these situations that be crime scenes. And I know it's hard, you know, to check our emotions as opposed to our emotions check us. You know, we hear situations, you know, our political pores are open, but you know, stand for any type of, you know, reactionary rhetoric, you know, the media to come out and put this out. This is all logic, you know what I'm saying? All logic, you know what I'm saying? So we want to. What, you know, say, what dynamics, you know, say, who are the benefactors? What happened in Sri Lanka? Well, who are the benefactors? What's the president, you know, say, you have to look at, like, in New York, September 11th. What is the dynamics? What was the climate like September 10th? We talk about, like, even the ratings of Rudolph Giuliani and U.S. President George Bush. What type of discussion was being held in regards to Africa, you know what I'm saying, and September 10th? And then September 11th, you know, they had the whole moderation, the conversation, how was it changed? Who benefited? This is the type of, so that's what we have to look at, you know what I'm saying, so the up the ante. And Sri Lanka, what, you know what I'm saying, you look down, like, you know, so who are the benefactors of this? And I just go for these reactionary, you know, these terms, like, you know, terrorists, similar to, like, you know what I'm saying, in the South or so on and so forth, or the Ku Klux Klan done this whole, you know, not negating they may have done it, not negating that there's, you know what I'm saying, that there are certain individuals in our community that engage in activities. However, who are the actual benefactors of these different contradictions? Eric Yesko, Free Mall, right on, welcome in, right on. Coming down, touching down with the support, and, you know what I'm saying, the energy, and we invite all y'all, you know what I'm saying, come on out for yourself. Come on out, make that trip to 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Come on, see for yourself what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? Support the work we're doing. Save the Hampton House. See, it's bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. Bigger than the building, more significant than the structure. You know what I'm saying? Let's build up for August 30th, the upcoming Chairman Prayer's Peace Party. Again, August 30th. Let's build up for December the 4th, International Revolutionary Day. You know what I'm saying? Which will be the 50th year after the assassinations. Chairman Free Hampton Defense Kevin Mon Club. People say, man, Chairman, why are you gonna make a big deal about the representative assassination? You know, I would rarely do this, but I'm gonna quote this slave Lil Wayne this time, y'all. The slave Lil Wayne said recently in a lyric, in fact, in regards to Nipsey Hussle, he said, "Where I come from, if you're great, you're assassinated." You know what I'm saying? Not just say great like in a subjective type of way, but in LA, it's a term referred to as a factor. And this is something that, you know, that people in the community talk about. So who was that? You know, there's an issue with such and such from such and such set. Well, who is it? You know what I'm saying? Well, he ain't no factor. That means, like, don't even put no attention to it. You know what I'm saying? Who is it? Oh, it's a factor. And by all accounts, you know what I'm saying? We talk about factors, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And the deal is we have put in this correct context. What's going down? Who is what? Again, who stands to benefit? Who stands to benefit, y'all? That's what we're talking about, y'all. Save the Hampton House. We need y'all support, y'all. Come on with it. Get some cash out. Save the Hampton House. Put the word out. Put the grapevine. Cornelius Chaplin. Rep, welcome. That's what it is. Right on. Says, Nayo, I see you in the building. That's what it is, y'all. We're trying to up the ante. So Sri Lanka and the tentacles of imperialism. We talk about directly, indirectly, covertly, or overtly. You know what I'm saying? You look at the type of current climate, what's happening to the places, what type of, you know what I'm saying? And even if there are situations that occur that the different forces are not sitting down with the state, per se, and say, okay, this has to happen. What type of psychic, similar to what you're talking about Donald Trump, it's a different climate now with Trump in office, different climate, like you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, with the regular, everyday, you know, reactionary white nationalists, you know, so what the type of activities that they're engaging in, you know. So what's our political climate is being set? Excuse me, what's happening in Sri Lanka, you know what I'm saying? Oh, see, I eat my brother right on, free them all. Good to see you always, right on, free them all, right back at you, my brother, right on. Sylvester, always welcome, right on, good to see you in the building. So what's that, you know what I'm saying? So let's struggle to put this in correct political context, you know what I'm saying? So we hope to have Ron Sinan touch down with us. There's going to be an ongoing discussion. We had a climate during the Black Power movement of the 60s where the contradictions in Detroit, in Ohio, and Chicago, and so forth, they could not be discussed in an isolated type of way. In other words, as women as UEP Newman says, they drew the correlation from the army, the U.S. troops, you know what I'm saying, in occupying in Vietnam and Africa and the Philippines, so on and so forth, to the occupying army in Oakland, California, Detroit, so on and so forth. Let's up the ante. Let's draw the correlation to, you know what I'm saying, because you have a lot of these, you know, modern day Boston Tea Parties. You know what I'm saying? For those who not here to that, we talk about the Boston Tea Party. Who were the benefactors? You know what I'm saying? Why would the colonialists dress like the indigenous people community, the native people? You know what I'm saying? You know, so what was that stake? You know what I'm saying? The whole thing about the later be references the original colony, the original 13 colonies. The abolition was taxation without representation. The abolition was, they were saying, well, the crown of, you know, England is taxing them, and you know what I'm saying, they're not getting represented. You just run through, like, you know, come see us if you want to, come, you know, pick up the bread, tax them, but without any representation. They was tripping on that, you know what I'm saying? So, well, you know, so you've seen different dynamics, you know what I'm saying? Why would they come in there? Who would have been a factor of that? You know what I'm saying? We're rich in the building, we're in the building, Vegas in the building, I see y'all, that's what it is, welcome y'all. Good old, that's what it is, yeah, no doubt about it. Share this, real talk. Share this, put the word out. We don't, you know, say we live in the record. We coming in late, but we get sometimes quality time. Got to wait. I wait quality time. But Sri Lanka, let's not just have a reactionary response. What's happening there? What type of discussion was happening? So policies again. Look at the history. But you know, say again, the Boston Tea Party situation. I forgot what this was. It was exposed later on in regards to some attack on McCormick Place in the late 60s, and it was. They were talking about the different sleeper cells, and it was the U.S. initially attempted to attribute it to the Vietnamese. However, this was the propaganda that was used to heighten, to intensify, you know, saying the U.S. aggression against the Vietnamese community. We look at Chicago, Chirac, look at other colonized communities. You know, what I'm saying, what's at stake here? You know, what I'm saying. So we don't come on reactionary response to, like, people just leaving Chicago. The population is declining. That's kind of like saying the growing prison industrial complex. It's not a plant. It's on its own by some natural phenomenon. Just the prison, the population is growing. You know what I'm saying? It's a strategic dynamic that's put in place. You know what I mean? You talk about these different, they can lay out in our communities in particular, how many children will be going to school, how many going to, they will go through the prison pipeline. Either there's some psychics or just in that, in control of some conditions that's put these dynamics in place. Y'all let me know what y'all feel. Again, let's look at this with a critical eye. Let's engage in critical analysis. Let's check our emotions. Don't let our emotions check us. You know what I'm saying? They do studies on what type of terms can trigger you, what type of colors can trigger you. You know what I'm saying? You hear terms like terrorists. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's, you know what I'm saying? Conversation over with. It's like there's a big heat. A lot of heat on, what's this comedian? Got her name. She plays, comedian name. And then she's, and it really was a expression of the reactionary, mindset of a lot of forces. Like, you know what I'm saying? She was on a plane, and she told me, and there was the Sinks, S-I-N-G-H, they aborted the plane. And she's automatically like, oh, they come to terrorists, so on and so forth. Unbeknownst to her, you know what I'm saying? You just can't throw no blanket approach, attack on this different communities, different attack. And now you can go to the black folks now. That, as we said, we have been treated as Rodney Dangerfield of all races. In other words, no respect. However, so the apologies came down. She still didn't apologize. She ain't stopped apologizing yet. You know what I'm saying? And she ain't joking. She dead serious. You know, 50 Cent had made some comment to a young white guy about, you know what I'm saying, about mental health issues while he was boarding the plane. When that plane got down, he had that donation ready to go to that, you know what I'm saying, to not just any entity that there were mental health issues, this white entity. So, you know what I'm saying, so people, you know what I'm saying, they say they don't relate to structure. They relate to it. You know what I'm saying? That state emphasizes that. They lay down that big law. That's what it is, y'all. Let me know. Any callers in Houston, Conrad? Any callers in Houston?
Free them on, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Free them on.
Free them on. So, again, y'all, that's what's happening. You know what I'm saying? That's the two major things we were discussing. However, we're open, you know what I'm saying? Again, everything is political. The case of Kiara Cole, still keep my hands up. The case of the campaign to say it happened, I still need your support to get on board. You know what I'm saying? Sri Lanka, what's happening now? You know what I'm saying? Go past the catchphrases and say, okay, wait a minute, time of this, so on and so forth. What was going on? Who are the benefactors? You know, we look at even a lot of situations that are dismissed as natural disasters. New Orleans. Hurricane America, which we reference as Hurricane America. Nothing called Hurricane Katrina. We reference as Hurricane America. You know, you look at the role of Dick Cheney, Halliburton. You know, all of a sudden, you know, the properties they were getting, they obtaining right there in New Orleans. Look at all of a sudden the radio stations offering these one-way tickets up out of New Orleans. You know what I'm saying? Suddenly, all of a sudden, you look at the oil reservoirs that were exposed down there. These are dynamics that, like, in so many cases, where the state moves in a proactive type of way. Again, a proactive type of way. And we're forced to subjugate them to have a reactionary response. And one of the setbacks of a reactionary response is we're not giving all, you know what I'm saying, all, you know what I'm saying, all the ingredients. You know, another note, too. Man, hey, Vlad TV, you don't know, you watching Vlad TV for 48 hours. It was an old saying, the Midas touch King Midas. They say, well, Midas touch turned to gold. So, like, whatever Vlad touched, behind bars, you know. And I struggle myself. I said, to deal with that, but can't say, you know, because Vlad would touch you a couple of times. In fact, I was going to New York one time, and they said, man, Chad Vlad ain't touch you, you're not going to deal with it. And I have this issue with me, like I said, like this flirting with fire, you know what I'm saying? The study of the dynamics of it, you know what I'm saying? And one of the reasons I've kind of been hesitant, I really, you know what I'm saying, going hard about that, because Chad Vlad will say, ain't nothing all good, nothing all bad. The dynamics of this individual, you know, this Vlad TV, I'm talking about this man, you know, you look at a lot of, I'm using the term loosely, interviews, 48 hours look like nothing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not uncommon if Vlad have a conversation with an individual like and say stuff like, you know, well, between me and you, you know what I'm saying? This and when you shot such and such, you know what I'm saying? These different dynamics. And just even this last case, you know what I'm saying? Young Boosie, who I dig, Young Boosie, who's been on there a number of different times, you know, commentator, but. Without even the case even being no information being disclosed about the case, Vlad was doing an interview, a piece with Bosco, and he was just like a foregone conclusion. He said, you know, Boosie got a weed, Boosie, you know, smoke weed, so. I'm like, hold on, man. But this is the stereotypical, you know, same way. And a lot of times, you know, in our community, there's a catch up, like, you know, like I've seen some people, you know, one brother, he called a question. And I tell people, well, I don't know, you know what I'm saying, well, you snitching, dry snitching, so on and so forth. But the politics, you know, it puts into context, you look at the historical role that, you know, say, the media has played, you know what I'm saying, which type of interviews, which type of misquotes, you're talking about even Chicago Defender, how it reported Marcus Garvey's death. The day before he actually died, in fact, when we read about it, shocked him. When he was in London, you know, they had reported that he died. But the whole dynamics of the media, you know what I'm saying, the Vlad TV cannot be negated from that. You know, you look at, you say, whoa, you attribute it to this, you can interview anybody, everybody. They tell, you know, even the girl that was utilized. You know, it's a mistake on the case on Tupac. You know, you said, man, oops, here comes Vlad TV. You know, man, you know what I'm saying? You're like, hey, I'm gonna get contact everybody. And this is, I'm thinking back some attacks that we were subjected to when we talked about the Black Panther Party Cubs. You know, that deficiency of inability of being able to get the word out, it was something they exploited, and that was one of the apparatuses that the counterinsurgency came at us, and, you know, saying, a number of times with just that media apparatus. You look back at cases like Ernest Withers. Ernest Withers was the one traveled with Dr. King, but documented his photographs. People's response, they were like, oh man, he's great. He has all the films, all the photos, you know what I'm saying? And he's able to travel, he's on time. You know, negating the fact that he's a lot of these resources. You know what I'm saying? By the state. So again, Ernest Withers. So the role of the media, because a lot of times we're talking about the counterinsurgency, like, but even in court, this is the whole discussion in Sri Lanka and other places. What is the media putting out? You know what I'm saying? Because we must understand warfare, bombs as well as propaganda bombs. Again, bombs as well as propaganda bombs. Bullets as well as sugar-coated bullets. So again, this you look at just even the atmosphere, how Vlad, you know, how they set it up, you know what I'm saying? You don't see him, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this even the regular police stations, they have it's strategic when, you know, you come in, they bring you in, you know, for you to sit down, and the legs of the chair is broke off, so you're unbalanced, you know what I'm saying? Physically, you're unbalanced, and that impacts your mindset. So, you know what I'm saying? You focus on that, you know what I'm saying? You focus on that, and, you know what I'm saying? Even the, you know what I'm saying? When they come in, isolate you. They just can't come in the community and ask you, you know what I'm saying, amongst your peer group, different questions, to take you and isolate you. You know what I'm saying? How, you know what I'm saying? You wonder why, like, a lot of these different entertainers, rappers who know and have these entourages, they come in on stage and say, why don't they have these big entourages with them when Vlad interviews them? Why would Vlad just always by themselves? You know what I'm saying? It's not just a case of this person is cold, he's cold, he's going to get the questions up out of. It's like you talk about, like, even relationships. People say, man, what you see in this guy? What you see in, you know, all the music, the ambiance, the candlelights, everything was just perfect. You know what I'm saying? The Isley Brothers was playing. The control of the ambiance, the whole setting. You know what I'm saying? You come in, you by yourself, all this. So these are different. At some point in time, you say, wait a minute, who's behind this, the benefactor of this, here, so on and so forth. So again, it never ceases to amaze me, you know what I'm saying, the different dynamics in his position, his defense is that, you know, you don't have to ask these questions, so on and so forth. But you, like, even the way the police ask you questions, you know, it's like the comedian George Wilborn made this joke one time. He said he got an uncle. His uncle always ask you a question, how to answer that. What do you want us to ask? You ask you a question, we get an answer right there. So it's a certain, when the police ask you a lot of questions, you know, in court, the state's attorney, they have the answers already. You know what I'm saying? They have the answers already. And this is something with Vlad TV goes up. You know, it's a sidetrack. You know, it goes this whole dynamic. You're like, okay, what's the Pope? I thought we were talking about my new song, my new release going to come out. Well, how do you know about this other, how's the other child's mother doing? You know what I'm saying? You say, well, where does this come from? So these are different dynamics. You say, what's to the community, the black community? What's with God's hip hop that this dude, you know what I'm saying, this entity will study to the point that he does, you know what I'm saying? Again, everything. Repeat, everything. Done it yet? Everything. Everything is political, y'all. That's right. We live and direct, y'all. So, again, type in, there's any questions or comments y'all got. You know, say input y'all want. You know, so that's what we're touching on. We still waiting on the call from Ron C. Lyons. We go more in depth. You know what I'm saying? Sri Lanka, what's happening now? You know what I'm saying? What's the climate like? What type of discussion? The history of the population? Who was colonized by? You know what I'm saying? We do this for a number of reasons, but in particular, to really let the people know that our communities are pregnant with potential. There's so much information out there that, you know what I'm saying, that a lot of us, we ain't got to go to Wikipedia. We got people out there that's directly on it. And as the Black Panther Party said, information is raw material for new ideas. Again, information is raw material for new ideas. That's what it is, y'all. Real talk, y'all. We live and direct. We need y'all support, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all touch down with us. The Triple C's are going down on an international level. International level, y'all. The Cubs are coming, the Cubs here. My brother Gabriel, let me know what it is. I remember you playing phone tag. Let me know what it is. You may have reached out to us at phone number. Get your phone. The phone was down. Phone service is down, but it's back up. Let's get that confirmed. May 19th, Philadelphia, you know what I'm saying, down there, you know what I'm saying, I know y'all do it big, we got to do it big, Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying, man, L.I.'s going to get us a bad, Norman Richmond, Vlad is shaky, oh, no doubt about it, yes, indeed, that's, you know, now, again, I go step by step, because it serves, you know what I'm saying, because it's pros and cons, this dude, I mean, he brings us contributions on individuals, you be like, whoa, these people open up, I guess certain people that I've seen, there were months, like, even the Black Panther Party, I mean, we had a reunion, 43rd year, not reunion, anniversary for the Black Panther Party, then 43rd. And we were talking to members of the Black Panther Party, and, you know, and it was like this whole secretive, I don't want to, you know, I can't say this, on basic questions now, you know what I'm saying? And with the people there, and trying to find us, we can relate this to upcoming forces who just been, had to suffice with petty bourgeoisie, white left revisionist history, and we want to take advantage of the opportunity we had. We was right there with people, and these are people that were in the Black Panther Party. You know, it was always make a distinction that they were in the Black Panther Party, and they had this whole big thing. This, you know, I don't want to, you know, will you join the party? But I really want to talk about that. Blah. And lo and behold, a TV show come on like 2-3 days later. They explain they going through their DNA, who they tell them about, well, this wasn't my father's, my sibling wasn't my father's child. They getting all type of information about the Black Panther Party, you know what I'm saying? So, whoa. So, Vlad is able to get information, you know what I'm saying, an individual. And it's been a historical reality, you know? I tell people, a lot of cases are about Chicago, that all these great students from Northwestern University, they must be like Columbo or Kojak. They went back and read. I said, no, it's not actually the case. You know, really, you just can sense, you know, a white person from any walk of life to anybody, you know, and they, a lot of people open up like, you know, like a flower, you know, a flower blossoming in June. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. I think you're giving an example like the spook who said the door. I think about like how they view the black people, like the janitor, as long as he's the broom in his hand, because they're getting certain arenas. But you know what I'm saying? In a flip of the script. The Vlad, anything. I know, you know what I'm saying? They open up, and this man, because that man, it, without any regards or framework to, you know what I'm saying, to what the dynamics is with this individual, you know what I'm saying? But again, everything is political. Wayne Clark in the building, get a Clark family. I love, I was just talking about Wanda and everybody else was involved for us the other day. Just speaking about going down memory lane. Y'all share this, and I was in a show the other day. Sarnetta TV and did this show the other day, and it really was we brought to me again the impact of the social media. So I was doing an interview, and so some guy called in. He said he was 36 years old, and he was saying something, you know, he knows this and that about the streets of Chicago, and he kept talking, and you know, and then at the end it kind of blew me. He was like, "Well, this you gotta do." He was getting these elementary things, you know, that, you know, this whole, you know, the stereotypical how to stop the crime, you know, you got the stuff that people say, well, like somebody walking up in the, you know, your grandmama's kitchen, say you gotta get some flour and water first. You don't make it. You know, that's the first thing you talk about, you know, cooking a cake. You know, she's like, "Huh? I thought you know." So what do you? I mean, basic, you know, rudimentary, you know, information. You know what I'm saying? I didn't give it any life, but a sister called in right behind him. And she said, you know, Chairman Fred is on the low, really, on the social media. He's, you know, he's coming along with it. But anyone that's out there in the community knows that he, and she gets the name of all the different forces or whatever, she said that they're out there in the community, on the ground. And I was saying, you know, and it's something of this time, where, like, this whole social media, like, you know, like, you know, it's, I mean, no distinction between public and private. And it's hard for me to, you know, move step by step with it. Like people say, you know, put out, you know, what's going on, you know, say you're dealing with contradictions, so on and so forth. And as soon as these individuals, they get it, they run it out, you know what I'm saying? So it's a different dynamic, but it was refreshing to have that sister, you know, say, put that correction out there. Like, no, this, they ain't doing the work, you know, so before social media even happened. Real talk. They feel about Midas right now. And enlighten me. Give me a little more information, you know what I'm saying, or your question, please, or if you're to a call in, give me a little more details. Keon Johnson, I see you in the building. That's what it is, free them all. Give me a little more insight, or I'm not hip. Give me like the basic line of what they're saying. What is it derived from? And we go from there. Meantime, between time, y'all check in with us, Cub on in with us, 708-223-8953. We was moving the groove yesterday, all day, you know what I'm saying, all day, all night, man, you know what I'm saying, real talk. Y'all come on out this Saturday, y'all reach out support, Save the Hampton House, and Cash App. Okay, it's all right, Zanger. Okay, it's Caucasian propaganda. Doesn't know our enemy is what I said. So, your question, okay, it's Caucasian propaganda. We don't know what our enemy is. What does that say? Yeah. Okay. Now, is that the line that you're referencing? And you asked me a position on what about? Do we know our enemy is what we are ourselves? Help me out. A little more clarity on the question. Okay, I checked it out. So it's on YouTube audio book form. Okay. Come on, driving, brother. Bring all right back at you. Help me out. I need a little more clarity. I mean, should I check it out on YouTube first before I get back, or is it something I can ask in particular? A little more clarity. And what's the story with it? Where we at? So what's the story with the armed pig stuff on that brother's head the other day? Just, I'm thinking you remember, okay, this case, was that the case in Chicago? You know, and it's something that I would have to ask that. You know, it's something that this, the type of society that we in, that, you know, which can we say, it's not an aberration. It's not, you know what I'm saying? It's good that we even had this type of discussion, because contrary to people saying this is something new. It's been happening. However, we've been told don't speak about it, but it's good we have the dialogue and discussion. Now I'm just discussing about it, but guys are moving on it. You know, seeing their responses happening to it. I think that's the case. In Chirac, that was a case that a lot of on the West Side, and this may be the case where Well, the pigs that dapped down on some brothers and some others, some brothers and sisters in the community, they demanded they be released. And, you know what I'm saying? They came and bounced back down. I think that may be the same case you're speaking about. And it's a sign of the times where, you know, people, and something happened on the south side of Chicago, too. You know, and the state is steady coming with more and more of these attacks, these laws, you know, bring repression on the community. It's getting more and more intense in Chirac, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, as well as Baltimore, other places, it's interrelated with the gentrification, excuse me, the land grabs, some other different dynamics. They want us out of here one way or another. So, you know what I'm saying? And on this war, it's waging us. The police are on the front line, you know what I'm saying? And the war has been waging us. And so that case, that case in regards when they dropped down on a brother community, you know, people said, no, let's get that. Let's unleash them. You know what I'm saying? And it went down. I believe the same case you referenced to. Yeah. You Walter, I see the building plan. I see my brothers, what it is. For him all, yo, we making this. We taking this for y'all. That's what it is. Right on. So let me know. Give me a hand if we get any questions on this scene. Questions on that end. Let's do this. Let's get it out. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, it's Black Panther Party. It's information. It's raw material for new ideas. Y'all, again, we're going to the studio over there at the Hampton House. We need y'all support. Whatever you can to come through. Time, energy, so on and so forth. Whatever you can to come through with that. Come on with it. Come on with it. Real talk. No callers in queue?
Remember, Brother Chairman, no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1.
Excuse me. Fremont. It's a couple more updates I want to touch down on. So much has been happening. I want to touch on it. Something I want to touch down on. And we're still working on a number of things. That there are movie reviews. We want to get that done. There's more different movies we're still working on, y'all. So don't bear with us. Panther Cub with us. Don't bear with us. Panther Cub with us, y'all. Real talk. We live and direct. Who we got in the building? Y'all know this, I'm getting new to this Instagram thing, y'all. Real talk. I'm at Free Em All Radio on Instagram, free_MEM_all_radio. I think I'll change it back to Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying? But I'm learning, you know, so we up in the Emmy with it. We learning. So I think we touched on a number of different things Okay, give us a heads up. I don't know how to do this, what they call it, DM, a direct message to it, what you want to, are you on Facebook, so hit me up, or my emails are full, but hit me, inbox me, or is it cool, put it on this, so let me know what's happening, where we at, how can we assist, how can we serve, let me know what we do, let me know what needs to happen, what's going on, so either, inbox us, in Chicago, get that reverse directed. I mean, how can we be of service? Let us know. I got a few more funerals to attend tomorrow. It's back to back, we don't want them to become immune to it. As Sada Shakur said, being oppressed, one has to be able to distinguish what's normal and what's abnormal. With being oppressed, we don't want to start just because, we don't want to start taking this normal, y'all. I mean, the daily death alone. I mean, it hurts. Back to back, y'all. I mean, back to back. You know, the amount of casualties that we are subjected to is mind blowing. My sister, how you feel? My sister, good to see you in the building. That's what it is. Right on. Let me know. I was just Instagram. Hit me up. Let me know what I can do. What we can do to be of service. Sister Kim on the building. This was a lonely deputy minister, Vince Bunchy Carter. Lonely deputy minister of education, John Huggins. Big. Give a shout out to him. Shout out. Stan Spear. Please don't want you to have me to come over there. Okay, come on over to the Hampton House. Feel free, come on through. when the OZ got on. Oh, you live in Nigeria. Oh, okay, okay. You be in the States, how you so we can, I mean, you come to the States soon or what was, you know, I'm trying to get home, I'm trying to get back home or touchdown home myself. But let me, you know what I'm saying? I should be in the States, let us know that too. Yeah, definitely connect. All we can do in the meantime, between time, we do what we can. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we got forces back home too, connect up. Yes, indeed. I'm clearing my email. I clear my email out. In the meantime, hit me up. I guess it's a way between inbox and a message. You know, it's very bad. We're talking about Nigeria. Let's set up something for you to call in to give us an update from on the ground. What's happening in Nigeria? Let's set something up. Let's set something up. Let's hit me up and let's see if we can get you on the show next week. And we're going to say, you know, we talk directly over the show. Let's work on that. Comrade stand in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. For them all, comrade. Yes, indeed, for them all. Right on. So, okay, we plugged in God. That's what it is. Okay. I'm ready to touch down. I'm ready to let my feet to ground, touch down home. You know what I'm saying? That's a major missing link. I made that actual connection touch down. I definitely would love to make it happen. So let me know that. You know, I'm in the interest of full disclosure. Resources are an issue. Money is an issue. But other than that, you know, say, got my identification, my face, ready to roll. We got it. So, what plans? Regards to great actions, the organization has to address abuse and mental health, two issues that have directly impacted comrades of our organization. Well, what plans we have to do? Okay, something, you know, I just commented too. It's ironic. I just commented. I think about this quote. Somebody asked Mo Def about hip hop. He said, "What you see the status of hip hop?" He said, "What's the status of society in general?" You know, and I think about like people say, even with the party, our predecessors, the Black Panther Party, gender contradiction, so on and so forth. And I say, you put it in context, I say, that whole climate, with Nixon, Pat Nixon, you know what I'm saying, the gender contradiction was going on at that time, you put it in context, what was going on. I think the party did revolutionary listen down to the Black Panther Party. Fast forward to today. I am learning so much about, I just mentioned about this impact of the social media. We have a process to the party cubs that we deal with that I know it contains a lot of people's how they view everything as we put on social media, so on and so forth. And it's one of the missing things that we have, because a lot of our, first of all, there's nothing new under the sun. And a lot of contradictions we are able to relate to say, how did our predecessors deal with certain contradictions? This whole social engineering, this is an added ingredient that it's hard to go back and say, well, in a party, how do they deal with social media? How do people respond to, you know, different stuff in public, so on and so forth? So this is a dynamic that we take into account, you know what I'm saying? But however, we do have a protocol, that answers your question, or a protocol that is in process and that we're dealing with. I'm similar to what I said to some forces, like in the party, a lot of things that people took for granted, that people related to, like class contributions, so on and so forth, I'm learning now different dynamics, like on how people, you know what I'm saying, on like protocols, that, you know what I'm saying, stuff that, or party lines, so on and so forth. And, it's, and one thing that we struggle for is to do it on our terms, because so many, because a lot of entities are afforded or allotted the opportunity to deal with contradictions. However, it's on state's terms, and that's what distinguishes us. It's kind of similar like to what Minister UEP Newman said. What makes the party's gun different from the P's gun? You know what I'm saying? And it was they had leather jackets, they had this and that. You know, and I met people who were in the party who to this day still cannot even relate what made the party stand out. And it's something that a lot of people say, like, you know, I'm like, even people say, well, I'm doing this, so it's all the same. And at the end of the day, like, you know, with contradictions, people say, well, what was the issue when such organizations as Black Panther Party were wiped out? People say, well, you know, they had gender contradictions. You say, well, Nation of Islam didn't have them, Crimson Bloods didn't have them, Stone Disciples didn't have them, and the deal is that the party, that fight of that precious entity of self-determination to be able to deal with contradictions on their own terms, and that's one of the unique dynamics that if legacy cares, if the compromise that major dynamic, it's kind of like black community, grandma passed a recipe down, and she say particular thing is something that's different than my hamburger is different than McDonald's. Makes it different than Burger King. How this burger was made, and at some point in time, you say, "Well, that's not happening no more." And then people say, "Well, that's just compromise on how it's dealt with this time." You know what I'm saying? For this, you know what I'm saying? And say, "Well, no, check a resume because it's something that this is sustained through prison, through attacks, and through, you know what I'm saying, internal, external, you name it. But the way that core of that, you know what I'm saying, and same time not being so stuck, they say, okay, not open, you know what I'm saying? They say, okay, take in, because again, it's ever developing. However, but the core of it, of how, you know what I'm saying, how it deals with weaponry, how it deals with education. Now, people say, well, Congress should deal more about the culture. They did. In fact, they had a minister of culture, but it was a different dynamic. In fact, it was, some members in the culture cadre had to be cut off from even engaging in activities with other forces. Because it's a different line, how they view culture. It's a different way of, I'm acknowledging that. It was unpopular, you know what I'm saying, to deal with certain contradictions, you know what I'm saying, how the party dealt with it. But it's something that it makes us stick out. I'm about to call you in quick point. Oh, right on. Okay, if you want to hear us up for that, I don't know if it's the area code you call it from, but press one, whatever about it. So, look for that call and call in by Sri Lanka to update.
Free them all, Brother Chip. Tamar Rod's on the line. I'm trying to open his mic. Free them all.
Okay, right on. Free them all.
Free them all? Free them all, you hear
me? Free them all. Okay, right on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We live?
Okay. You're live.
Okay, right on. Yeah, give thanks. Just getting, you know what I'm saying, on the road right now. Just got out the plantation and stuff, so catching up with the program, and,
Hold on one second. Okay, cool. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, yes, sir. So, want to give the people an update about the situation. I know it's been in the news a lot. You know what I'm saying, with the incident that happened this past Sunday in Sri Lanka, you know what I'm saying, I think the death tolls now, as we put on the flyer, up to like 350, you know what I'm saying, people that were killed in these bombings and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and we're seeing the way that the mainstream
how many people were, what's the estimate?
I believe it was 354, but they're still finding, okay, you know, body parts and different ways to identify the people. You know,
these are the type of issues that we are, man, we that that the main, you know what I'm saying, that I know we get these numbers, a lot of times people become stoic about it. Well, these are the major right. type of contradictions. I mean, life and death that is happening, you know what I'm saying, all over the world, you know what I'm saying? The mental health, the physical death, the carnage that's happening, you know what I'm saying, that we definitely want to talk about, you know what I'm saying, hear this in a way that the mainstream media is not going to give it to you, you know what I'm saying? Again, we have forces that are directly, one of the things we pride ourselves on is we have forces who are directly, you know what I'm saying, I mean, literally, we talk about these different cases, Kiara Coles was missing, we talk about this what happened in Sri Lanka. We are fortunate forces, you know what I'm saying, who are on the ground connected or involved in, and who are willing to, even if they bring a personal testimony, you know what I'm saying, about these different contradictions, they say, okay, take it, digest it, and provide the political assessment, you know what I'm saying? So we're fortunate with that. So go ahead, proceed.
Yes, sir. So one of the things that was tough, you know, like you mentioned, you know, the personal connection, a lot of my family are part of that Christian minority group in Sri Lanka. So in the island itself, it's about 22 million people. It's about 70% Buddhist, about 15% Hindu, and then 10% Muslim, and about 8% Christian or Catholic. I mean, which really is a result of European colonialism, which is, I think, is very important to point out that in 1505, the Portuguese arrived and occupied and colonized Sri Lanka. And then in 1658, the Dutch arrived. They fought with the Portuguese to control it. And then they controlled the island from 1658 to 1759. And then the British came and controlled it until 1948. So that's 500 years of three different European colonial occupations. You know what I'm saying? And that the divisions that were created amongst the indigenous people, amongst the Sri Lankan different ethnic and religious groups, you know what I'm saying? The divisions were really exasperated and really manipulated during those 500 years. And I think a lot of times we get caught up forgetting this recent history. Like, we're just coming off of 500 years. I mean, that's, you know what I'm saying, 5 centuries worth of straight exploitation, direct, you know what I mean, slavery, colonization all over the world, from Africa to Latin America, you know what I mean? And so that's part of it. And so on Sunday itself, you know, for us it was tough because a lot of my family, you know what I mean, is out there and stuff. And so they actually shut down, the government shut down the social media in general and parts of the Internet. So you couldn't get on the WhatsApp, you couldn't get on Facebook, and that's how I communicate, you know what I mean, with my grandparents, aunties, uncles, cousins, and whatnot. And so a lot of my family was scrambling, trying to get a hold of folks, not knowing, you know what I mean, if they were part of the victims. It turned out we had a few family friends, I believe 2 or 4 family friends, who were killed in the bombing, none direct family members, but families of friends, you know what I'm saying, or friends of my family. You know, and
what other than not to devalue or take away the physical toll, what other type of impact are you hearing that's happening there in Sri Lanka? What other type of impact is happening there?
The main thing I'm hearing is the Muslim communities, you know what I mean, are being harassed and by the state itself. I've heard from people, Muslim families, that, you know, state, first the police comes and visit them, then the army comes and visits them, you know what I mean? And it's really interesting because during the 30-year civil war in Sri Lanka, was 1983 to 2009, it was a civil war. And the main groups that were fighting were the Hindus fighting the Buddhists, you know what I'm saying? And during that time, the Christians and the Muslims were kind of not even involved in the war at all, besides for being victims of it. And so now, ever since the war ended in 2009, the Sinhalese Buddhist extremists, you know what I mean? We got to be clear about that. People think of Buddhism as like this kind of ideal religion, but if you're Sri Lankan, you know, or if you're familiar with that island, you know the history. Buddhism has been used as a political tool to oppress religious minorities for ever since independence in Sri Lanka. So it's been the Buddhists, the extreme Buddhists, the same ones that are committing genocide against the Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar or Burma, they've actually hooked up with the priests out there in Sri Lanka. And so a lot of tension, especially a lot of nerves around the Muslim communities because, this, you know, the so-called Islamic state or whatever, we call them Daesh, we don't even acknowledge no Islamic state. There's no ISIS, in my opinion, you know what I mean? But they took credit for it and tried to say that this is a retaliation for the white supremacist New Zealand mosque shooting in Christchurch or whatever. But that doesn't make no sense at all, you know what I mean? But the state of Sri Lanka is using it as an excuse to now further their harassment and their mistreatment of the Muslim minorities in Sri Lanka.
I'm curious, like the phenomena in the States, like, you know, whether it be the days of jazz, so on and so forth, with hip hop, you know, like scratch that. Even with the organizing here, like, is it a recognition of some of the on the ground contradictions that are happening in the state? Is there resistance to acknowledgement, prior to this, their first time even hearing about, what happened in Sri Lanka, but what's the political climate like in regards to organizing, in regards to phenomena such as hip hop, so on and so forth? What's the current political climate?
I would say the
climate prior to this as well as now.
Okay. Yeah, I would say post war, again, 83 to 2009, that's 27 years of the Civil War, right? Once the war ended, there was some optimism, that now the country could develop, because, it's still considered a so-called third world developing nation, however you want to say it, post-colonial, So there was a lot of hope, a lot of optimism that real reconciliation could take place and that the different minority groups will be able to kind of express themselves freely and whatnot. And, but unfortunately, we have some real corrupt politicians, the wicked politicians there that really, they don't care about anything except for supporting, the ruling elite that they are and the capitalist worldwide agenda, And so even, like you saw on the flyer, I had this song called Heal Lanka, which I just made to state my position about how post-war Sri Lanka should look like. And it was about justice and about unity and healing, And, the government actually banned it from the radio when it was the number one requested song. They sent, army and militia to the producers of my video shoot and shut down the video and whatnot, So now with this latest incident, what I'm hearing a lot is there's a lot of fear, again, a fear on the part of the minorities, and really a lot of this rhetoric of defeating terrorism. And that was part of the issue after the war, is the president, who also was almost tried to pull a coup, a few months back too, which is important to note. He really took a position to where they wanted to ignore the war altogether. They wanted to erase 27 years of history and just act like we defeated terrorism, quote unquote terrorism. So therefore, we can't be criticized. And so now, these same political forces, the same ones that banned my song and whatnot, are now out there saying, see, we should have been tougher on the terrorists or whatever. But part of the other contradiction that the prime minister and the president, they don't speak because they attempted the coup, and then he was put back in power. So apparently there were warnings. You even had some of the Muslim communities in the eastern part of the island protesting against this group and warning different people and the different entities that warned about a possible attack taking place. Similar to 9/11 or whatever. They ignored it. Yes,
come
sir.
Hey, right on. We're gonna definitely follow up. We got a round up on it right now, but however, I'm respectfully going to say, man, I appreciate it. We want to follow up on this. ASAP. Give us a contact information real quick, comrade. Contact information ASAP if you can.
Yeah, no doubt. So you can always reach me at RASCEY Man Rashilan. Most of you don't know, even Sri Lanka is the former colonized name of Sri Lanka.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you hit me up there. We also have a Facebook page called Heal Lanka, the movement. So if you want to learn about that, even hashtag Heolanka, and just check it out. You know what I mean? And just, I would say, just don't, you know, believe in none of what you hear and half of what you see. You know what I'm saying? So, like, what you're hearing about, even the media, the way they're reporting it, don't always trust that. You know what I'm saying? Search and then research. You know what I mean? But the struggle is worldwide. From Iraq to
We're going to have you back on follow up on this, comrade. Revolutionary love, appreciate you. Right on.
Right on. Appreciate it.
We're going to touch back and, again.
Right on. No doubt. And much love to all the comrades in Chirac. You know, we had a phenomenal time out there a couple weeks ago, man. Still high off that trip. Okay. You know what I mean? Saved the Hampton House all day.
Yeah, come on back. Revolutionary love, appreciate you. We're going to follow up on this here. All right, y'all. Hey, same time, same station. Y'all, we're going to tune in with y'all again. Come on back, cub with us again, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Let's make history, take history, take history, y'all. What's it called? Free them all. Say the Hampton House, y'all. Real talk. Free them all.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade.
made. I never crossed my homies out, that ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto, where I slung and rapped every day. Never knew no other way, this ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue, fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself, I swore to God I'd stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down, do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying, that's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money, that's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young, feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected.
Never, never, never.
It's time to heal my island. Sri Lanka. It go. Control Sri Lanka, the days of Ceylon. Politics is wrong, 500 years too long. It's time to get strong. I'm not gonna contribute to my people's detriment. I can only spit truth so that you can benefit. Cultural conditions and Aryan collisions with Dravidians and Vedas. We all indigenous, don't believe them lies. In 05, I went to J-Town, they got love aligning. Tiger country, but never felt above anyone on my island. We should all coexist. Just thinking about the Tamils that didn't enlist since the war, but it was still there at the front door. So called third world war, watching the price of living soar through the roof. And my proof is straight, ground level. I was born and raised in Cali, but my Lankan roots is helpful. No matter the consequences, still decolonize my island till we move with common sense, cause we've been fighting too long. My island needs to heal. So much innocent lives lost, too many children have been killed. We got good and burning bridges, but now who is there to build? Peace can only come through unity, for all we love is that's the deal.
For real, for real. And that means everything. I hear folks talking about boycotting Sri Lanka. You know, I don't know if that's gonna work, man. I think we just gotta heal our island, you know what I'm saying, and deal with each other on a realistic level. Like I said, colonize your mind.